You have drilled an oil and gas well on the property. Oh, and by the way, I know the programs presented today, papers presented today, some partake a little bit of pre-drilling, but most are post-drilling. But putting that aside for a second, okay, we've drilled a well on your property, or your client has had a well drilled on the property, and it is a producer. And oil and gas is being produced, and we have something known as proceeds. Proceeds of production, which of course is money. And when we get involved with money, I consider the interest to go up. As I tell my students, as the places to the left of the decimal point increase, it gets sexier and sexier. Okay, the oil and gas lease lessee or operator should have a drilling title opinion, as Mr. Hamilton has told us. He's got that. He's got the permission from the people to drill. They've drilled a well. A lot of things can happen between getting the drilling title opinion and getting the money in for production. And that's why we sometimes have what Mr. Hamilton described as a division order title opinion, a DOTO, D-O-T-O. And the DOTO tells the payor, either the operator or the purchaser, who to pay and how much to pay. And as a result of the DOTO, we get a division order. Now, a division order is not some formalistic, ritualistic, ceremonial sort of document that you get in a courtroom. You go and you get your motion for summary judgment, or you get a final judgment, and it's an order, and ceremonial, and it's final. No, a division order is a form prepared by the payor